This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Idea to do, make sure you do it in the next hour plus, because today's the day that we're going to talk about getting over fear, talking with three people who've survived terrorist attacks. It is chilling, but I think truly inspirational. Hopefully you'll get as many goosebumps as I did doing it. Cindy, you're on the air.
Hi.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy, how are you, Cookie?
I'm fine.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. And
absolutely.
I've been listening to you actually just for the past, within this past year, I found out who you were by just checking the internet. I wanted to listen to some good programming, and I listen to you every day when I'm at work. And,
well, great. Thank you.
And I listen on your podcast, so, because I can't listen to you generally live. Today I took a chance. And I'm a little, I don't know how to approach this.
Okay.
Like I told the fella that answered the phone.
Trevor,
said,
that's
know,
Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah.
I said, well, let me just call next week because I'm calling from California time and I didn't think that I would be able to get on. And let me format my questions because I don't want to sound real stupid. And, you know, I decided to just go for it.
Good for
but
you.
Listen. Yeah.
You're never going to sound stupid. This isn't about stupid, ever. So don't worry. You may feel a little bit unclear, but unclear, I mean, that's
right.
Why I'm here, is to help clarify. So no worries.
Yeah, stupid isn't in my vocabulary. I think I like being creative. I'm a very creative person, but here's my problem here. I have a situation that I wanted to talk about my son, but I think it's actually talking about me.
Okay.
And how I deal with this. So where do I go? What do you want to know?
Well, tell me, first of all, how old is your son?
Okay. My son is 33. I have four grown children now.
Okay.
And in a nutshell, my husband and I have been married for 35 years, and then we separated. So it's been a lifetime of marriage. And we've had a lot of really hard times. He got downsized from his job of 35 years, which was pretty painful, as anyone can see. We lived in a beautiful home in a beautiful community for 25 of those years, and we lost our home. We lost everything. I literally, we had agreed to basically take a break. We had to find places to live. I mean, this was really everything that you hear, you know, people lose their jobs, the economy, all that stuff, all that did happen to us. I'm not going back with my husband. We haven't divorced yet. I have filed papers, but the judge, you know, the judge sort of said no. He says, we'll take a break on this and come back later. And I was like, what?
Wow. Well, based on what?
Very, very funny. He did say, I have a unique case here. I have a long-term, you know, married couple. He wasn't because Harold was not working. And I happened to have been at that time on a disability break. You know, my life really fell apart from work. I work at a state job, so I could do that, and I needed to time off to recoup and recover my personal losses in every which way. So we both weren't working, but so the judge says, well, tell you what, when you both get back to working, write each other a letter of when that does and how much you make, and then we'll discuss this. I said, why? I literally said, why? That doesn't make any sense. I am going back to work. I'm just taking, you know, I'm on a disability break right now, and I have a due date back. And that was what he decided. And it was the craziest thing. So, and part of that was because my husband at the time got some really bad advice because he was angry and all other things. And they said, well, you know, well, you can sue me for alimony. I said, you cannot be serious. You're not going to do that. And then he dropped those charges as we came in. And that's why the judge said that. So that was
okay. I'll tell you what he did, even though I think he probably exceeded his authority. And there have actually been a couple of documentaries about this, about judges exceeding their authority with couples for all sorts of reasons. But my guess in this particular case is he felt that the economics of it were too volatile, and so anything that was going to be that he was going to decide, which is part of a divorce proceeding, was going to get undone, was going to get challenged, and that's probably why I still think
challenged
I'm a little
by who?
By either party, that either of you could go back and say, well, you know, it was unstable at the time, or we didn't know that was going to happen, or it was out of a job, and judges hate to be second guessed, so you know I still think that that's not his role, but it's certainly not incumbent.
It threw me off for sure.
Well, it's did you have a lawyer?
Yeah, I have a law assistant, yes, who's doing all the paperwork for us, which we both paid for. I mean, it's basically amicable, except for when Harold threw this loop at me, and I said, well, you can't do this, Harold. It's ridiculous. You got to not do that. But
well, that's probably why he did it, though, because essentially it turns out to be a contested divorce at that moment.
So I haven't gone any further.
Right, how long ago was all that?
That's 4 years ago.
Nothing's happened since?
No, I've been working on all kinds of different things, just trying to figure out how I'm going to put myself together. I'm an attractive 61-year-old woman who has, you know, I'm looking at my future. I'm looking at what retirement I might have. I'm looking at where my life will go. I'm looking, you know, I'm planning whatever it is I can plan, you know, and I'm going to be one of these, like, seniors that's going to be living under a tree somewhere, and I actually don't want to do that, but I will be the working poor. I am the working poor, actually. Harold made a very good income. We had an upstanding, upscale house, and he lived in a really nice city.
Did you have any savings?
We had some savings, and he started to go through them. I mean, he took like $5,000 out and just started spending money here and there. And I went, no. So I blocked everything. He has a retirement, a 401, that he says he's not going to touch that. He's not going to give me half. So that's our fight in a way. But my other thing is that one of the other reasons is everything's always about money. I mean, divorce is always about money, you know. Living is about money. We're not materialistic people, but, I mean, we are modern people. We'd like to have a roof overhead, and you do need a vehicle to get to and from work. He is a very careless businessman. He was good at his job. He was a salesperson, and he was really good at his job. And it took him they started downsizing some of the
junior employees.
Well, the older employees.
Oops, yeah.
Who have been there for a very long time. He was there when the company was a family-owned company.
That's because they're probably making the most money. Yeah.
You're right. They did make the most money, and they had the biggest territories. And we had a family of four, and I went back to work after a while, and I always worked in the home, but anyhow.
So where are we today? What's the
where
focus
are we today?
Today
is that, I mean, I am, I didn't realize how long it takes to get over this kind of loss. And it is a loss. We've all grieved over losing everything that we've had. My marriage, my kids had to find a place to live, my youngest daughter, everybody. And I was homeless. I literally went, whatever I could put in my car is what I had. I mean, it was awful, so I had to take time away from work because I was done. I recovered, and although I know the pain is still kind of deep, my one son has not.
Okay,
I live in a place on my own now. Okay.
How old? All right, so tell me the ages. How old are your four kids?
Oh, my youngest is 27 to 37.
Okay. So let's focus, what is it, the second son or the second child?
The second child, I have a daughter, son, a daughter, and they're all very different.
Right, so what's the one, let's focus on the one that's having the most problems, okay?
The one that is having the most problems is my first son.
All right, let's hang on, I'll be back to you in just a second, all right? 855-993-7569. Justine, I will get to you as well, I'll give you as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking with Cindy. So for those of you who have your little uninformed, to be quite honest, notion about who is on welfare and who needs food stamps and who are the working poor, you should listen to Cindy's story, because it's not someone else. It's your next-door neighbor. It's there but for the grace of God go any of us. So Cindy was living the great American dream. Her husband lost his job, and all of a sudden she's homeless. And she's got four kids who have adjusted with greater or lesser ability. So let's talk about your son who hasn't adjusted. He's what, 35, you said? So he's what, the second child?
He's 30, like 33.
Okay.
He's a really handsome, very handsome guy. He's got a great heart. He's very intelligent. He's smart. As a child, he had high-level adult humor. He had high-level thinking. He was very insecure as a child at home, but he's very popular at school. And one of the very few, and this is going to sound really weird, but, you know, for a white kid, he's an Irish boy. He's got beautiful red hair. I mean, gorgeous. He never was made fun of. He carries himself well in that way. In high school, he was one of the first that was ever accepted into, like, all these different groups, which is so weird for me to say, because there is a lot of racialness in school, and they make it themselves. These kids do it to themselves. But Ryan could go into every single group, and they're like, hey, dude, you belong. So he's so welcoming in every which way. But he doesn't have a good relationship, as I see things growing up, and it has really affected him now.
Doesn't have a good relationship with whom?
Huh?
Doesn't have a good relationship with whom?
I think with women, and I think with himself, and with life. He's one of these concrete jungle sort of anti. He followed a very strong-willed, very forceful, very smart, very gifted and gated, overachieving sister.
Yeah. Well, he's a classic second child.
He's the classic second child, and yeah. He didn't want to have any. He wondered why I had other kids. He didn't.
Of course.
Want other
of
siblings.
Course. Of course not. So, but I still so look. He's the classic second child. He can't be as smart as his big sister.
Yeah, and I never compared them,
This isn't about you. This is about him. So he's this classic second child. He gets to be the baby for a while. Then that role is taken over by somebody else. So he becomes charming, but basically insecure. He doesn't understand. So he becomes a troublemaker. He'll become the one who stirs the pot. Tell me what's going on today. Did he graduate high school?
He graduated high school, but I don't think he's ever evolved. He's never gone any further. You know,
Does he have a job?
His younger brother. No, he doesn't have a job.
Okay, so where is he living?
He lives with his buddy around the corner from where we once lived. He's never moved, and his buddy lives with his mom, and he's feeling very guilty. He's been living there all this time, but he feels...
Does he have a job?
He doesn't have a job. He's had jobs in and out, but he's...
Are you feeling that there's any mental illness involved here?
There is a mental illness. He is... Yeah, I really believe he's bipolar. I have manic depressive behaviors. My whole entire family does. We all do. My parents did.
But does he have any evidence? Is there any evidence of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Give me a couple of examples of evidence.
Absolutely. Well, he has no coping skills.
That's not a symptom of manic depression. That's a symptom of no coping skills.
Well,
listen,
right.
Cindy,
okay.
Cindy, I need you to take a deep breath here. Because... You know, you said to me at the beginning that I wanted to talk about my son, and I realized this is about me. And I don't disagree with you, but we can focus on one or the other. And what you're telling me is your perceptions as a mom, which is interesting, but not if we got to focus on one or the other. Because if we're focusing on your son, then I need not your interpretation of events, but as much factual information as you can give me. Because it's you're not a psychologist, you're a mom, and so you're gonna do exactly what you're doing, which is you're comparing to other kids, you're talking about that. I need to know.
Okay.
What that you're saying, my diagnosis is that he's bipolar. And I'm saying, all right, give me examples. And you're saying no coping skills. I said, that isn't a symptom of manic depression.
Well, he's happy. happy one day, he's high in life, and then he's down low again.
Has he ever been to a therapist?
He has on his own, and now he refuses to do that.
Okay. What is he asking you? Is he asking you for money at this moment?
He asks me for money all of the time.
Do you give him money?
Because he manipulates me, yes.
Time out. Either he asks you for money and you give him money, or he asks you for money and you don't give him money. That by definition, somebody asking you for money is manipulating you, right? They're saying, give me something that you probably don't want to give me that I want. So that by definition is manipulation. That's not the issue. The issue is, do you give it to him or not? And if you give it to him, why? And if you don't give it to him, why not?
I give it to him because he doesn't have any food, and so I'm like,
so what do you think would happen?
What
do you think would happen if you didn't give him money?
He'd have to figure it out.
Okay, so there. So wait a minute. Stop. He asks you for money because he doesn't have food.
Right.
You give him money, but I said, what would happen if you didn't give him money, and you're saying he'd have to figure it out? So is giving him money sensible or not sensible?
I just don't want to see my kids.
No. Answer the question. You just said to me, here's the syllogism.
It's not sensible.
It's not sensible. You're saying to me, I give him money. It makes him dependent. It makes me poor. And he doesn't do any problem solving. If I didn't give him money, he'd have to figure it out. He's 31 years old. Don't you think it might be appropriate for him to learn how to figure it out? And what's the obstacle to him not figuring it out? Dum, 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 mom. Therefore,
right.
Giving him money makes you feel good at his expense. So you have to stop giving him money. Right?
Right.
Which means that's going to have to ballast you, because part of what you're saying is, Joy, I've lost everything. I don't have my house. I don't have my social standing. I view myself as homeless. I was, everything in my car. At least let me feel like I'm a good mom. And I'm saying, Cindy, a good mom doesn't do things to make her feel better at her son's expense. So as difficult as it is at a time where you're feeling very vulnerable, you need to find that inner strength, which, believe it or not, will help both of you. Because what you will realize is saying no is the more difficult but more appropriate path, and saying no means that he then has to figure it out, which is the point of parenting. It's not to figure out things for our kids, but to help them achieve the tools to figure it out for themselves. And if they don't have the tools, then we send them to somebody, especially at 31, to help them acquire those tools. And if they're never going to acquire those tools, to get them in a situation where they'll be taken care of. But not by you, because you can't do it. You're not. First of all, you don't have the physical resources, the financial resources. At some point, you're 30 years older than he is, so you're not going to be around. So any way you look at it, you giving him money is the wrong choice. And put you on hold. You sort of chew on that for a minute. Don't hang up on me. All right, and I'll be back. Justine, hang on. I'll get to you, I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today?
How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney, the number 3.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Cindy, who's had, and she's really hit a rough part of her life. And she has a son who has, in typical second child fashion, has had the most difficult time adjusting. And Cindy, as a mom, sort of feels protective toward him, which is understandable, but in the long run, fairly disastrous. So you hear I'm saying that, and my suggestion is not that you just stop giving him money per se, but you sit him down and say, look, Charmer, because understand, when he asks you for money, he doesn't feel good about it. When you give him the money, he doesn't feel good about it. When he spends the money, he doesn't feel good about it. So it's and it means that you're out the money. And the message that you're sending your son, really, is that the four of you, you're the one who needs the most help. That's not, you know, that isn't the message you want to be sending. And I know you're not doing it out of malice, but it's what's happening. So there needs to be a discussion between you and your son that says, darling, I'm in some trouble. I could use some help. So instead of him feeling sorry for himself, there's a possibility that he'll help you. But at least if he doesn't help you, he'll understand that hitting you up is just really not feasible on an ongoing basis, which should lessen the pressure on you a little bit. But if it doesn't, you still have to say to him, darling, I just can't do this right now. What else can I do to help you?
Well, I actually texted him that because he doesn't like to talk. I actually said pretty much what you said yesterday, and his reply was, I'm working on it.
Good.
So here's where I'm at. Well,
okay.
I've heard that forever.
That's okay. It doesn't make any difference. It's his problem,
right.
Not yours.
You're right. And that's, so I guess what I'm asking is how do I let go and let him know that, you know, his life's going to be okay?
Well, but look, Cindy, I just gave you the formula. I just gave you the formula that's saying, listen, tell me what I can do to help you. Here's what you could do to help me. And being willing to not take the easy way and reminding yourself as a parent, it's the only situation in our whole lives that we ever really must think of the long-term consequences and somebody else before ourselves.
Right.
Because when you give him money, it makes you feel better temporarily, but it makes the situation disastrous. Because in the long run, is the person who's paying for your self-esteem at that moment is your son, and he can't afford it, sugar.
He won't do anything about it.
But no, you don't know that because we've never seen it. Which means, look, let me give you the King Timahoe story again. I think it's the second or third time this week, but it's a valuable story. Dog comes into the Oval Office, Nixon's dog, King Timahoe, Irish setter, scratches the carpet. Nixon says, don't. The dog scratches the carpet again. Nixon says, don't. Finally, dog scratches the carpet third time. Nixon opens the desk to the drawer, throws the dog a bone. Kissinger says, congratulations, you've taught him to scratch three times, you give him a bone. So your son has learned,
right.
Okay, here's what I do.
I heard that story, and that's exactly what I thought.
All right. So you're teaching your son, just keep asking, and sooner or later I'll give you the money. So stop. So just say, listen, I just don't have the money to give you. I'm your mom. I love you. I'm always willing to be here to talk with you, to bounce, you know, to hear your ideas. No, I love you. Can't give you money.
Right.
And then hang tough. And my dear, listen, you've worked, it sounds like you haven't worked your entire life, but you've worked. Your husband hopefully paid taxes, paid Social Security. If you need some help, get some help. Get psychological help, get food stamps, get housing allowances, get what you need.
Yeah, I don't apply. I don't, that doesn't work for me. I tried that once, and I thought for sure I'd be able to apply for any of those, and I was denied. He's on food stamps.
Good.
I told him that it's not an insult. There's something there. But you're right. I am worried about my particular future. My husband isn't. He's very careless about everything.
Honey, my dear, I know the judge is saying you're not divorced, but you can think of yourself as divorced at this moment. Let him worry about himself.
Right.
Stop worrying about people that you can't do anything about. The only behavior you can be responsible for is yours. Can't change your son's behavior, can't change your husband's behavior. You can focus on yours. And it's a time to be a little bit selfish, not for immoral reasons, but for survival reasons. And understand
yeah.
that you're taking care of other people. You worrying about your husband doesn't do him any good. He views you as a nag. Worrying about your son doesn't do him any good. He views you as viewing him as an inadequate child, of the least capable of his children, of your children. So it's not like you're making a moral decision. Well, I'm gonna worry about them, and that's a good thing. You're gonna worry about them. It has no positive effect and a fair amount of negative. So stop doing it. If you push button A and B pops up, and every time you push A, B pops up, and you hate B, stop pushing A. You're pushing A. Stop doing it. Try it for a week.
I don't believe that I'm a failure. In fact, I think I'm a really big success story.
Great.
I've had to fight for every single thing.
Then let them do the same thing, Cindy.
And I'm just going to have to tell him that. Right.
And just remind yourself of that. Let me tell you a quick one more story, then I'm going to go to Justine. Okay? At one point, my daughter said, she was complaining about a financial situation. And I said, well, you know, you got a mom, you got a backstop. I'll loan you some money. And she said, Mom, every cent you have, you earned all by yourself. It allows you to sleep at night. Let me do the same thing. And I thought, God bless you, kiddo. You're exactly right. You are a success because everything you have, you fought for. Don't take that away from your son. And don't ever believe or make him believe that he can't do it.
Yeah, no, I don't.
All right? All right. Call me in a week. Tell me the changes.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Will do. Thank
Hang
you
in there.
Very much.
Go listen to the podcast because you're going to forget this. You're going to say she doesn't understand. You know, he really needs the help. You're going to backslide. All right. Good girl.
I get it all. Yeah.
Good. All right.
I have to do it.
Yes, you do. All right.
Alrighty? Thank you.
You're welcome. Justine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks for being patient with me. How am I to help?
Hi, Joy. This is Justine. I've called you a couple of times before, and I am calling for some advice about going to our first marriage counseling session today.
Okay.
And just wondering if there's a good way to start off and, you know, get it started on the right foot without a laundry list of complaints.
All right. So give me a little bit of background. How old are you, Justine?
Oh, how old am I? I am almost 44.
Okay. How's husband?
46.
What? How long have you been married?
This will be our seventh year of marriage.
Okay. You got kids?
We each have one grown.
Okay. From your point of view, what's the problem?
I called you in September, and my husband had a mental break and was diagnosed bipolar and was having some auditory hallucinations. And he's also been, well, he's an alcoholic, but he's been sober from alcohol for about nine years almost. And still uses some prescription medication for some back pain. So at that point, I call up pretty distressed and trying to figure out where to go from here, and you were able to kind of clear some things up for me. So my role has been, because he's been in a real fragile state, is to kind of continue to be more of a supporter, to allow him to kind of try to figure some things out for himself. I did request that he start going to individual counseling, and I started doing some individual counseling myself. So I feel like my work with my therapist kind of got me to the point of it's time for us to do work together to see
Let me ask you a question.
What we can do.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to stay in this marriage?
That would be my preference, but I I feel like we keep hitting the same obstacles,
what would you be willing to give up or change in your behavior to negotiate a change in his behavior? So what would your change be, and what would you like from him? What are you willing to give up to, and what are you willing to in exchange for getting something from him, as specifically as you can? So what do you want from him first?
I think that's what I'm hoping a therapist can help me to determine what it is.
Well, you don't have any sense of it going in? You don't have any sense of what you want?
Well, I think what I would like is for him to become more financially independent. I've been pretty much just the person who's had the bills and been doing the bills, and we've tried
various
ways.
Does he have a job?
He does.
Okay, so when you say, I'll tell you what, when we come back, tell me what financially independent would mean, all right? I understand you pay the bills, but is it he's not making enough money, you wanted to help pay the bills? See if you can clarify that statement for me, all right? Put you on hold, come back in just a moment, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Justine, who's done some individual counseling. She's been married for 7 years to her current husband. Both of them have grown kids. And both of them have been doing some individual therapy. And I said, Justine, you know, what is... You don't necessarily want to go in with a laundry list because that's going to... I mean, as you point out, you know, the two of you have gone through that laundry list before. So I'm saying that for me, as a therapist, the helpful kind of scenario is both of you coming in saying what you want and what you, both of you are willing to give up to get it, and then we negotiate that. So we start from very specific points. We don't have to decide that somebody's wrong and somebody's right. We just have to figure out what each of you want and how we're going to achieve it. So you're saying you'd like your husband to be more financially independent. And what specifically does that mean? What would he do differently than what he's doing now?
Well, because of the manic behavior, there has been use of credit cards without permission, medical things that I was unaware of that he didn't have money for that he put on credit cards. Basically, he has more expenses than he has money coming in. And
so how do the
really,
two of you, how do you pay bills?
I have a list of all the bills that we have, and like, at one point, I had turned off the cable because I thought that was something that wasn't an absolute necessary kind of need in our life, and he was fine with that. And when the football season came on, he wanted back on.
Right. So it sounds to me.
We negotiate like what the price when we have our health insurance.
Okay. It would seem to me.
Things.
All right, Justine, it seemed to me that, and again, I don't want to usurp the position of your therapist, but you're giving kind of a mixed message. That on the one hand, you say you want him to be financially independent. What you want him to do, I think, is be more financially responsible, and the way to be more financially responsible, and I don't know, is he on medication for bipolarity or not?
Yes.
Does he take his medication? Is he compliant?
As far as I know, I don't watch him do it, but I can definitely tell when something's off. And, I'm not completely convinced that he's as stable as he could be, but you know, I have no control over that.
Well, you don't have any control. You don't want to become his nurse or his therapist, but you can say, hey, look, here's what happens. You know, I'm your wife. I live with you, and you know, it's not that your medication should smooth everything out. I don't want you to be a zombie, but I noticed that, you know, that for me, the issue about bipolarity, the scary part is not that you can't trust your emotions when you're sad, because I mean, being sad feels terrible regardless of the trigger, regardless of whether it's external or internal. For me, the scary part of bipolarity is not trusting your emotions when you're feeling happy, because that's got to feel really crappy. You know, I don't know if I really am happy or it's just a chemical imbalance. So for me, the way that I, as a therapist, I've always helped somebody deal with that is, look, it's not that you're not going to be happy and sad, and that you and being happy and sad is part of being human. But you want to make sure that the happy and sad is attributable to something other than a biochemical imbalance, because that's going to feel really scary. Not so much for the negative, but for the positive. If you can't trust when you're happy, what is your life going to feel like? So that there's a reason. It's because, as you're aware, the issue of compliance with bipolarity in particular, I mean, there's always an issue of compliance with medication. We're a country that believes you only take pills recreationally. God forbid they should do any good. So the idea for in particular, bipolarity, is nobody wants to offset the highs because the highs feel great. And so my way of dealing with somebody who was bipolar and trying to get the compliance is, geez Louise, that must feel really weird and scary and unstable to not be able to trust when you're happy. And, you know, when they think about it, then all of a sudden you get compliance, because they're thinking, yeah, I want to be happy because there really is some reason to be happy, not because I'm off my meds for the day and knowing that I'm going to crash and not knowing when or why or how. It's going to feel like a life out of control, which in fact it is. So one of the things you can say as his wife is not, are you taking your meds, but tell me why you're feeling happy, or tell me what's going on with you. And not that you're trying to monitor him, is that this would be a normal conversation to have between two people who love each other, of, gee, you seem really happy today, what's going on with you? Or, gee, you seem really sad, is there something I can do to cheer you up? And so it's a way of interacting and not being completely detached, but also not being in control of somebody else's lives or meds. And in terms of the financial stuff, it sounds to me that obviously the two are inextricably linked. If you think when he's non-compliant that he's irresponsible because he's non-compliant, then there needs to
be a running theme.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, with all, you know.
But one of the ways of dealing with that. but
right.
Justine, there are ways of dealing with that. And the obvious one is we pay all the bills together and everything needs a double signature. So it's not a matter that you can't take money out, I can't take money out, and I can't cut off the cable in football season because you want it, that we make decisions, financial decisions, jointly. So neither of you are responsible. You don't become the mom. He doesn't become the spendthrift. That you set up a system that allows both of you to discuss what's important, that both of you get a vote, that neither of you has more power than the other, and you need double signatures. And that's, you know, that's a relatively easy phenomenon.
Well, I mean, I like that. I feel a bit unsafe in it just because, and maybe that's the part to go into a therapist and say, you know, I would like to be able to have joint financial responsibility. His, you know, handing it over to me, you know.
Well, that's unstable. It won't work. And we already know that. So look, my dear, if it hasn't worked in the past, the likelihood of it working in the future isn't very high. If nothing's changed, nothing's going to change. So rather than going in with a list of grievances of things that you know aren't going to work, go in with how, you know, what the issue is, and either what you propose as a solution, and then you negotiate it. And therapy is a great place to negotiate because there's nobody who has any more power. The therapist really becomes the mediator between the two of you. So it's not about, oh, if you love me, you do this, or, you know, your mother always said that, or you've always tried to do this. None of that can happen in therapy or shouldn't happen in therapy. It's okay, let's problem solve. It's not a matter who's right and who's wrong. It's we need to have a viable solution that works for both of you, which is, again, the model of what do you need and what are you willing to give up to get that. So, and the point being, I think I would still argue, Madhir, and we're going to run out of time in this section, and I can keep you over if you have the time, which is you got to make sure that this is something you really want to do, that you really want to stay in this marriage, and if what you need to do to make sure that you stay there, because if I'm getting the sense outside of your marriage that you've essentially thrown in the towel and you're just going through the motions, that isn't how you want to go into therapy. So what I'd like you to do is just sort of munch on that notion of, am I really committed to working on this marriage? And if so, what do I need to make it viable? Let me put you on hold and I'll come back to you, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improves the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.